J.D. Vance on Ohio Abortion Amendment Passage. We've fallen behind on the moral argument. By Catherine Hamilton on November 10, 2023. Ohio Sen. J.D. Vance, R., took to X to reflect on Tuesday's crushing loss for the pro-life movement. When Ohioans voted to pass Issue 1 and codify the right to abortion in their state constitution. For pro-lifers, last night was a gut punch. No sugarcoating it, Vance wrote. Giving up on the unborn is not an option. It's politically dumb and morally repugnant. Instead, we need to understand why we lost this battle so we can win the war. Vance, who was very involved in the No campaign for Issue 1, laid out five insights into why he thinks Ohioans voted to pass the abortion amendment. First, we got creamed among voters who disliked both Issue 1 and also Ohio's current law, heartbeat bill. We saw this consistently in polling and in conversations. I don't like Issue 1, but I'd rather have that extreme than the other extreme. This is a political fact, not my opinion, he said. Second, we have to recognize how much voters mistrust us. Meaning elected Republicans, on this issue, he continued. Having an unplanned pregnancy is scary. Best case, you're looking at social scorn and thousands of dollars of unexpected medical bills. We need people to see us as the pro-life party, not just the anti-abortion party. He continued. Third, as Donald Trump has said, you've got to have the exceptions. I am as pro-life as anyone, and I want to save as many babies as possible. This is not about moral legitimacy but political reality. I've seen dozens of good polls on the abortion question in the last few months, many of them done in Ohio. Give people a choice between abortion restrictions very early in pregnancy with exceptions, or the pro-choice position, and the pro-life view has a fighting chance. Give people a heartbeat bill with no exceptions and it loses 65 to 35. The reason we didn't lose 65 to 35 last night is that some people who hate no exceptions restrictions will still refuse to vote for things like Issue 1. As his fourth insight, Vance said Republicans and the pro-life movement have spent so much time winning a legal argument on abortion that they have fallen behind on the moral argument. I talked to so many decent people who voted yes on Issue 1, and their reasons varied. Some described themselves as pro-life but hated the lack of a rape exception in Ohio law. Some were worried that Ohio law would prevent them from addressing an ectopic pregnancy, or a late-term miscarriage, he said. Some didn't understand the viability standard in Issue 1, and thought that of course you should be able to abort a non-viable pregnancy as that would be a danger to the mother, he continued. You can criticize the propaganda effort on the other side for lying to people about these issues or confusing the populace, but it suggests we have to do a much better job of persuasion. And I'm not just talking about 30 seconds TV commercials, I'm talking about sustained, years-long efforts to show the heart of the pro-life movement. Lastly, Vance noted how Republicans and the pro-life movement were majorly outspent on Issue 1. Republicans are almost always outspent by Democrats. Relatedly, Democrats are better at turning out in off-year elections. The national party should be focused on two, and only two issues: how to juice turnout in off-year elections and how to close the finance gap with Democrats, he said, adding that even so, he credits the hard work of pro-life organizations that put their heart and soul into this campaign. Vance concluded that Republicans and the pro-life movement must continue to fight the war against abortion while applying the lessons they have learned along the way. Watch, exclusive, Tuberville warns GOP senators not to side with Dems on abortion. A lot of people are celebrating right now, and I don't care about that. I do care about the fact that because we lost, many innocent children will never have a chance to live their dreams, he said. There is something sociopathic about a political movement that tells young women and men that it is liberating to murder their own children. So let's keep fighting for our country's children, and let's find a way to win, he added. Watch, DeSantis. Pro-life movement has been caught flat-footed by abortion referendums. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.